Hello.
Hello. Hi, good evening. My name is Andrea, calling you from Opinion Research, and we are talking with people in your area. We would like to ask just a few questions on a confidential basis. And before we begin, could you please confirm that you're not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so my first question is, in which state do you currently live?
Well, you called me from a 210 number, so I would think that you would know, right?
Well, we're interviewing people from Texas. Are you from Texas?
Yep.
Thank you. And first, do you live within San Antonio or outside San Antonio?
Within.
Thank you. And is your zip code 78258?
Yep.
Thank you. As a statistical question, are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station for a political party or by a candidate for political office?
Nope.
Are you or is anyone, any member of your household, a teacher, employee of the school, college, university, member of teachers union or teachers association?
Nope.
In what year were you born?
79.
Thank you. Which one of the following best describes you as a statistical question? A woman, a man, or do you identify yourself in some other way?
A man.
Thank you.
You
to ensure that we have...
a man or a woman.
Okay, so to ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or a Spanish-speaking background? Yes or no?
No.
For statistical purposes only, what is your ethnic or racial heritage? Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic, Latino, or Asian American?
White.
And what was the last grade that you completed in school?
College.
How many children, if any, do you have in your household who are 18 or younger for whom you are the parent or guardian?
10.
Thank you. One moment. What type of school do your children attend? In this case, we have homeschool,
public.
Private, or, okay, one second. Public charter school?
No, just public.
Do you have any kids currently in preschool, daycare, or transitional kindergarten, kindergarten to third grade, fourth or fifth grade, sixth or eighth grade, or high school?
No.
What is the most important to you in choosing a traditional public school or public charter school? The size, the location?
That they don't teach liberal agenda stuff.
Okay, I have academic program. Will that be the answer for you?
What else do you have?
I mean, I
what
have
size. What is the most important? Academic program. That's important. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to read to you a list of various public officials and organizations. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion is very or somewhat unfavorable or very or somewhat favorable. If I name one that you don't know too much about, please let me know and I'll move to the next one. Here's the first one. The San Antonio City Council.
Are you going to say a name on the San Antonio City Council or...
As a whole, do you have a very or somewhat favorable or unfavorable opinion?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
What about Mayor Ron Nirenberg?
Very unfavorable.
San Antonio Superintendent Jaime Aquino?
No opinion.
Teachers Union?
No opinion.
Okay, moving forward to the next question, I'm going to read various educational institutions, and you're going to tell me, once again, if you have a very or somewhat unfavorable or very or somewhat favorable opinion about them. If I name one that you don't know too much about, please let me know. Here's the first one. Innovation schools in San Antonio.
Say that again.
Innovation schools in San Antonio.
No opinion.
Traditional public schools in San Antonio.
Somewhat favorable.
Private and parochial schools in San Antonio.
Say that again.
Private and parochial schools in San Antonio.
No opinion.
Magnet schools in San Antonio.
No opinion.
1882 partnership schools in San Antonio.
I don't know about that.
What about public charter schools in San Antonio?
No opinion.
Okay, thank you. Would you say public education in San Antonio is headed in the right direction, or is public education in San Antonio on the wrong track?
No opinion.
How would you say it's most responsible for the quality of, I'm sorry, who would you say is most responsible for the quality of local public schools here in San Antonio? The teachers union, the mayor of San Antonio, the school board, the governor, the state legislature, the superintendent, and school district officials?
Of all of those people, none of them, the parents.
One second. How important do you think it is that all parents have the ability to choose a school that best meets their child's needs? Not that important, not important at all,
very
somewhat
important,
or very important. Okay, thank you. Do you
very
think
important.
The local yeah. public, do you think the local public schools in San Antonio need to change? Not at all, a little, some, or a lot?
Some.
Okay, and specifically, what do you think needs to change about local public schools in San Antonio? I will record verbatim the response.
More parent involvement, less liberal agenda.
Okay, one second. We're almost done. From what you know or you have heard, do you oppose or favor increasing the number of public charter schools here in San Antonio?
That's your opinion.
And over the past year, has your opinion of traditional public schools become less favorable, more favorable, or it has not changed one way or the other?
Has not changed.
If a candidate running for office supported increasing the number of public charter schools in San Antonio, would you be more or less likely to vote for them, or would it have no effect on your vote?
It depends on if it's going to cost me more money. If it doesn't cost me any more money, then I have no opinion of it. If it costs more money, then I don't like it.
Okay, but if you have to choose, what will be your answer?
Hold on, let me see if they take state taxes.
Okay, so thinking some more about the local elections, many people that we have spoken with have said that only will vote for a candidate for president, governor, Congress, or other mayor offices. How about you? How often do you vote for the school board members? Never, rarely, sometimes, always?
Always.
How satisfied would you say that you are with the school or schools that you send your children to? Not satisfied at all, not too satisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied?
Very.
Which one of the following do you believe is the most important issue the next superintendent of San Antonio Independent School District should address? Let me read the options. Enacting policies that promote greater diversity, equity, and inclusion in schools.
Nope.
Cutting the number of public charter schools. Increasing funding to public schools. Supporting and facilitating more school choices for students. Keeping good teachers, student safety. Providing in-person classroom instructions during the pandemic, reducing the number of the schools which receive a grade of D or F for failing.
More funding for public schools.
Okay, one second. Thank you. And my last statement regarding a standardized students testing. Please tell me as I read each one if you strongly or somewhat disagree, or strongly or somewhat agree. Here's the first one. Annual standardized testing of students is important to make sure students are making good academic progress.
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly disagree.
Annual standardized testing of students is important for holding public schools accountable for student progress and success.
Strongly disagree.
Annual standardized testing is important to you as a parent because it helps you understand if your child is performing at grade level.
Strongly disagree.
And finally, annual standardized testing of students is important for holding public schools, administrations, and leaders accountable for students' progress and success.
Strongly disagree.
So the City Council acts as a policy-making and legislative body here in San Antonio. The City Charter does not include the City Council having a focus on education for students from kindergarten to high school. Thinking about how makes decisions about education policy here in San Antonio, do you think the City Council should be less involved, more involved, or have the same level of involvement in education policy as it has today?
Less involved.
Changing topic to Texas, a state legislature is considering creating an education savings account program. This program will give parents who opt out of the public education system roughly $10,000 per year, the same amount it costs the state in average to educate a child each year to pay for their children's private school, online schooling, or private tutors. Now, would you oppose or support this education savings account program?
I completely support that.
Okay, one second. And are you currently employed, a student, a stay-at-home parent, retired, or unemployed and looking for work?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Are you employed, a student, a stay-at-home parent, retired, or unemployed and looking?
I am employed.
In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or independent, or something else?
Something else.
How would you describe your economic circumstances? Would you say well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Middle.
Okay, thank you so much. This concludes our survey. I really hope that you have an awesome rest of the night.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.